Wishing you a beautiful Monday, and I hope you had a lovely weekend as well. And today we're starting off the last week of this month's topic, all around understanding and discovering what our soul's path is. And you will have noticed, as I explained at the start of the month, that the audio teachings are less frequent now, and that's because they're more deep and more intense, and it's to give you time to integrate that and to really notice any changes in your life and be able to implement the teachings into your life as well. So when we've been looking at our soul's path, it's really just to kind of recap the essence of who we are, the purpose that we have here on earth, let's say, of what we're meant to do and what we're meant to experience in our lifetime. And oftentimes when we're trying to get to our purpose, it can feel like things are very difficult. So we might have to break through certain challenges, or what we'll be covering next month is all about the lessons. So the lessons that keep repeating themselves. And we'll be looking at how to learn the lessons, how to learn from the lessons, and more particularly how to break through the lessons, because that's what we're trying to do. But this month was getting you to just really focus in on what that path is for you. So I'd be interested to know, and please do send me a text on this from you, if you've discovered what your soul's path is. Has any of this resonated with you, or have you found it just really kind of a little bit out there and it's not resonating with you at all? I'd really like to know, because it's important for me to know where you're at with all of these things. Also, if you have any questions on this topic, I'd love you to get in touch with me about it. So for today, I suppose it's about really looking back over the last couple of weeks and asking yourself, do you understand a bit more about what your path is supposed to be? Are you seeing what the repetitive, difficult stresses or difficult situations are that may be preventing you to getting onto that path, or to bring you towards the purpose of what it is that you're supposed to be experiencing? Because remember, even though the path to living our purpose may be difficult, because of course it's our lessons, like I was saying a minute ago, that get us to our purpose, our life is supposed to be very good. And I was just sitting this evening before I recorded this, talking to my husband about just a certain passions that we have in our life over the last 6 years in particular, and how no matter what happens, no matter what goes on, no matter what things we experience that are negative, and we would say we've had a difficult few years, and I would say actually something I said to him this evening was that, you know, we've had a difficult few years, and every year when I start a new year, I say, this is the year that things are going to clear. So we feel momentum, we feel things moving forward, but it's never fully cleared, or not even got back to kind of some normality even. And really, that's because we're still not doing the things we need to do for ourselves individually. So even if your purpose involves serving others, being a parent, being a carer, being, you know, your purpose might be to travel the world and share those experiences. Your purpose might be working in a certain career. It might be doing a certain thing in your job, in your life, I should say, might be your purpose. The thing about it is that you cannot serve others or serve the world at large, or, you know, give to outward of yourself at all when yourself is not in balance. And that is the fundamental part of this. And I talked about this last week, about how you're nurturing yourself and nourishing yourself. And I just really wanted to kind of recap on that, because those fundamentals have to be in place to be able to get you towards your soul's path and purpose. And the reason why you may not be able to get there is because those fundamentals are not in place. And actually the stressful situations that come up are to show you that you're off track or off path. It's to show you and give you something very tangible in front of you to be like, we're going to bring more chaos in and more chaos in. And I would feel this year, as I sit back and look back at the year in, you know, a great hindsight, which is always a wonderful thing, I can understand so clearly what happened. I can understand so clearly what was meant to happen. I would say for me personally, this has been one of the most trying and testing years I think I have ever experienced, and that's quite a big thing to say. And I've, like all of you, been through a lot of things in my life to date, but I really do think it is. And because I just wasn't being allowed, get away with inverted commas, to not now fully acknowledge what this path is and what my purpose is. And the energy of that isn't just happening to me, that's happening to everyone, and it'll be happening to all of you, whether you're tapped into that or tuned into that, whether you have an awareness of it but don't want to really look at it, it's happening. So the fundamentals have to be in place, but the lessons, and this is what we're going to be covering next month, are going to keep coming heavy and fast, and you don't need them to be happening to you like that. None of us need to experience that really testing stress and difficulty. And I always say that stress is guaranteed. And of course, we're going to have difficult situations and periods in our life. But if you've been going through situations that are very repetitive, if you've been going through a feeling even in yourself that is very continuous, that's not okay. And I don't mean that's in a critical way. I mean, it's not okay for you to have to experience that or even endure that and to feel in that place. I would like all of you to feel really good and to come into a place of knowing that there's goodness there and you can bring that goodness into your life. But we have to shed away our patterns and we have to shed away layers of ourselves that are no longer serving us. Like when we hear that expression, and I use that a lot in meditation, okay, let go of whatever is not serving you. I'd be saying that to people when they're meditating. But what does that actually mean? You know, that's a very generic thing to say, but it really is like shedding the aspects of you that were once there to get you through particular stages in your life, but you've evolved and you've moved on. We all do, day by day, week by week, year by year, but oftentimes we don't allow ourselves to fully evolve because the old passions, the old way of thinking, the old worries, they just feel more comfortable. So it's like that kind of thing I say to people sometimes, you know, we might want something different, but we're used to the crap. So sometimes we nearly want the crap to be there because we don't know how to live any other way. So that's something to look at today. Are there any difficult things going on that you just wouldn't know how to exist or live without those being there? And what are you trying to avoid by not getting on your path to your soul's purpose? So just think about that for today. I'll be connecting more with you throughout this week, and do come back to me with feedback that you have or questions that you have, or just simply to let me know how you're getting on with this month's topic. And I wish you a beautiful day.